What happens in those brief moments when lips meet? That fleeting connection, sometimes awkward, sometimes electric, that can determine the course of a relationship? Kissing isn't just about romance. It's a complex exchange of sensory information, hormones, and evolutionary signals that have shaped human connection for millennia. From Hollywood's most iconic screen kisses to the longest recorded lip lock, a marathon 31 hours and 30 minutes, this intimate exchange tells us more about ourselves than we might expect, revealing not just who we are, but who we're compatible with at the most fundamental level. The science of kissing, or philematology, shows us that this seemingly simple act is anything but simple. Why do humans press their lips together romantically when most animals don't? The answer combines biology and culture in fascinating ways. Our unique everted lips, pursed outward unlike other primates, may have evolved as a genital echo, resembling female genitalia in texture, color, and sensitivity. When our ancestors stood upright, sexual signals migrated from the posterior to the face, creating new attraction patterns. Other theories connect kissing to infant nursing, where mouth and nipple create pleasurable bonding, or pre-mastication, mothers pre-chewing food for toddlers. The sniffing theory suggests kissing began with nose-to-face contact to identify others through scent. Many early cultures practiced the oceanic kiss, going across someone's nose to identify them through smell, requiring personal space entry that indicated trust. Regardless of origin, kissing persists because it serves three essential needs: sex drive, lust, romantic love, attraction, and security, attachment. These brain systems work together while being shaped by diverse cultural norms. When we kiss, we're participating in a behavior that bridges our animal past with our cultural present. Romans had a sophisticated kissing culture with three distinct terms: osculum, social kiss; basium, family kiss; and savium, erotic kiss. Their kissing customs were so prevalent that Emperor Tiberius attempted to ban kissing to prevent disease spread. Medieval society developed elaborate kissing hierarchies based on social status. Kisses sealed legal contracts, with illiterate men drawing an X and kissing it, the origin of sealed with a kiss and using X to symbolize kisses. Even foot kissing has a lengthy history dating back to Babylonian times, with Roman Emperor Caligula demanding subjects kiss his feet. In the modern era, Western culture spread kissing globally through literature, art, and especially film. The first on-screen kiss in 1896 shocked audiences, but kissing quickly became a cinema fixture. Today, an estimated 6 billion people kiss lip-to-lip regularly, though cultural norms still vary widely across regions, from the French embracing passionate kissing to places like Japan traditionally viewing kissing as strictly private. A kiss begins with environment setting, the mood, followed by eye contact that enhances romantic feelings. As we move closer, about two-thirds of us tilt our heads right, a preference possibly developed in the womb. Upon contact, 5 cranial nerves engage, blood vessels dilate, breathing deepens, and pupils widen. Our taste buds sample our partner's flavor, while our lips, our most exposed erogenous zone, send intense signals to the brain. The somatosensory cortex dedicates disproportionately large neural space to processing sensations from our lips compared to other body parts. During kissing, neurotransmitters like dopamine flood our system, creating euphoria similar to cocaine. This explains why new kisses feel intoxicating, though the novelty diminishes over time. Mirror neurons may explain our kissing responses, cells that fire when observing others' actions as if we were performing them ourselves, creating a feedback loop of mutual anticipation. When mixing a first kiss with alcohol or drugs, intense feelings may be wrongly attributed to your partner rather than what you've consumed. That rush of falling in love might actually be chemically induced by both. Men and women approach kissing with fundamentally different motivations, rooted in evolutionary biology. Women face significant reproductive constraints, with only about 400 of their 400,000 immature eggs maturing during their lifetime, while men produce roughly 200 million sperm cells daily. This biological disparity shapes their approaches to intimate behavior. Women generally view kissing as an evaluation mechanism, unconsciously assessing genetic compatibility, health markers, and parental qualities. Their bodies process chemical signals through taste and smell, gathering data about immune system compatibility and genetic diversity. Research shows women value kissing quality and frequency throughout relationships, while men's emphasis often decreases after initial attraction. The Coolidge effect explains why sexual interest wanes in long-term partnerships, as dopamine spikes with novel experiences but decreases with familiarity. Regular kissing helps counteract this effect by maintaining intimacy and boosting oxytocin levels. Couples who kiss frequently report higher relationship satisfaction, better conflict resolution, and more stable partnerships, suggesting that while approaches differ between genders, kissing's importance transcends these differences. Our sense of smell significantly influences romantic compatibility, often determining attraction during a first kiss. When kissing, we encounter another person's natural scent from sebaceous glands on the face and neck and apocrine glands in armpits and genital regions. Beyond conscious reactions, our olfactory system unconsciously evaluates genetic compatibility, particularly regarding the major histocompatibility complex, MHC genes that control immune function. The 1995 sweaty t-shirt experiment showed women could detect and prefer scents of men with MHC profiles different from their own, suggesting better genetic matches for offspring. Notably, women on birth control pills show the opposite preference, possibly because hormones mimic pregnancy when staying close to genetically similar family members would be beneficial. Another study found men consistently rated t-shirts worn by women during ovulation as more attractive than those worn during non-fertile periods, with the shirts maintaining their appeal even after a week. That inexplicable attraction or repulsion to someone's natural scent? It's your body's ancient wisdom revealing genetic compatibility information your conscious mind couldn't possibly know. What makes a kiss truly memorable? Research from relationship experts and neuroscientists offers several insights. Create anticipation. The brain's reward system responds powerfully to anticipated pleasure, building tension through gradual physical proximity, gentle touches, and maintained eye contact triggers dopamine release. Spend at least 15-20 minutes in close conversation before kissing to release oxytocin and create neural pathways for connection. Use multisensory engagement with complementary touching, hands on face, neck, or waist, to activate additional pleasure centers. Stay present rather than strategic, as conscious analysis can interrupt natural hormone flows. Trust your body's instincts about compatibility. Scientists have identified genetic markers we unconsciously detect through kissing. Be emotionally receptive to your partner. Kissing preferences are highly individual, so pay attention to your partner's responses and adapt accordingly. Emotional attunement matters more than technical skill. Keep kissing regularly. Couples who kiss frequently report higher relationship satisfaction even years later, as regular kissing maintains higher levels of relationship-sustaining hormones like oxytocin and vasopressin. The average person spends approximately 20,000 minutes of their life kissing. Make those minutes count by understanding the science behind this intimate human connection.